Fast Company, Silicon Valley is building a communist-style social credit system? By Alim Bokhari on August 26, 2019. Fast Company has caught on to what Breitbart News has been highlighting for some time, that the big tech masters of the universe are developing systems to monitor and regulate personal behavior that closely resemble China's totalitarian social credit system. The social credit system assigns all Chinese citizens a social credit score. A citizen's score drops if he engages in a range of disfavored activities, ranging from littering to supporting political dissidents. Citizens whose score drops low enough can find themselves subject to strict punishment, including bans from the use of public transport, exclusion from top jobs, and prohibitions on their children attending top-rated schools. This may sound alien and Orwellian, but as Fast Company notes, Silicon Valley is bringing a version of this grim reality to America. Via Fast Company. Many Westerners are disturbed by what they read about China's social credit system. But such systems, it turns out, are not unique to China. A parallel system is developing in the United States, in part as the result of Silicon Valley and technology industry user policies, and in part by surveillance of social media activity by private companies. The article goes on to note a range of ways in which Western citizens are being systematically rated, and in some cases excluded, by corporate America. These include insurance companies scanning the social media feeds of applicants, an app called PatronScan that logs the face and name of troublesome bar and restaurant clientele, and the growing tendency of services like Airbnb, Uber, and WhatsApp to ban users for arbitrary reasons. The comparison to China's social credit system is similar to the one this reporter made on Breitbart News Daily in June. In China, they have what's called a social credit system, in which, if you engage in behavior that the regime doesn't like, they'll assign you a score, and when it drops below a certain point, they'll exclude you from certain basic services, like transportation, they might not let your kids go to good schools, all sorts of basic services, they'll cut you off from. One other comparison from the Fast Company article deserves note. The Chinese Communist government's partnership with tech platforms like Weibo, the Chinese version of Twitter. Far from aiding dissidents, Chinese social media companies like Weibo and WeChat aid and abet the government in the persecution of its citizens. That, too, has eerie parallels with the West, where social media platforms have become a means of extrajudicial censorship for politicians. Because America has the First Amendment, politicians can't pass laws suppressing speech or punishing dissidents against the established order. But they can, and frequently do, bully tech companies into doing their dirty work for them. Are you an insider at Google, Facebook, Twitter or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alim Bokhari at his secure email address alimbokhari@protonmail.com. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.